As Dr. Conway Turner begins her new position, the college broke a record for the number of enrolled freshmen this school year. Close to 1,900 freshmen signed up for classes, surpassing the more than 1,500 set back in 2009.
We certainly had the largest number of first-year students ever in our history, and so that was really very exciting to see, particularly for a new person like myself coming in, and we had this sea of orange, you know, where all our first-year students were in the colors for Buffalo State, and just trying to sort of, you know, maneuver through those early weeks as students came on campus. I mean, everything from, you know, sort of the housing, you know, where we're going to house all these new students, you know, to just making sure all the services were ready for a large first-year class.
And we're certainly witnessing that as a time on the public campuses versus where the private campuses locally have seen a decline and a drop. So there's been this shift. Obviously, it comes down to affordability.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is certainly not a new shift that we've been talking about it for many years. Certainly, you know, in 2008 and 2009, it was even a greater shift in some ways that parents were really needing to think very carefully about the affordability of college. And as we move forward and as parents become much more cognizant of the trying to keep the debt down for students going to college, that the very outstanding public opportunities become, you know, at the forefront as the choice for many parents.
Is there time to recover now from past budget shortfalls then through this kind of boom that's happening?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always something we continue to balance. So it certainly does help, but we have to continue to sustain. And one of the things that we've really been talking about on campus is the importance of retention and that, you know, yes, we have a larger class, but we also want to make sure that we sustain them throughout the next 4 to 5 years. And so we want to be equally as focused on bringing in students as we are in terms of ensuring their success while they're here.
What do you see as the single largest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge in higher ed and also at Buffalo State is one of resources. And so that as we are meeting the challenge of providing these outstanding programs for our students, we're doing it in the context of always needing to keep our share of public dollars to support Buffalo State, but also to reach out to friends of Buffalo State to bring outside money into the Buffalo State. So trying to balance that. And all of that's necessary in order to keep the tuition affordable. And so it's all about keeping access for students, that when you look across our student body, you know, wonderful, diverse students from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's the way that the world is today. And those are our future leaders here in our country. And we want to be able to keep all of those different diverse voices able to be a part of the higher education community. But we have to do it by keeping tuition affordable.
So why do students leave?
Well, there are a number of different reasons. I mean, certainly you mentioned affordability, you know, so there certainly can be a financial reason, you know. So if something happens in your family or you just underestimated the resources that you had, that could be a reason that students step out or perhaps go to a community college for a while or, you know, just step out of college for a year or so or more, you know, while they secure their financial reasons. But there's just so many reasons. I mean, with each individual person, illness in family, you know, a crisis, something happening at home. I mean, all kinds of reasons occur that, you know, really contribute to why students leave. But, you know, but affordability certainly is one of them.
So how do you tweak your retention plan that's in place already and you coming in as a new leader?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, one of the things that I feel is important to do is to look at the full years a student is with us. And so when you're talking about planning, we need to look ahead, look at the trends of students that are staying on campus, looking at the reasons that they leave, trying to address the reasons that they do. If we're having students leave because there's not a certain program, we need to think about, you know, whether that, you know, program needs to come on campus. And so it's not sort of one thing, but sort of really looking under the issue to find as many different ways you can address the issue as we move forward.
Buffalo State is SUNY's urban campus. You have some partnerships with the city of Buffalo. You're one of the Say Yes Buffalo colleges. Mm-hmm. Tell us about those strengths of being that city college. And as you mentioned,
you know, Buffalo is going through a great renaissance now. Mm-hmm. How will Buffalo State be a part of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one of the things you have to recognize is that Buffalo State has always been a part of what's happening in the community. And so it isn't new for us. I've been thinking a lot about, you know, there's an article called Being a Steward of Place, and it talks about how institutions, particularly in urban environments, really need to understand the many ways that they really partner with the city. And this is not something new for us, but as we move forward, we need to continue to see how we are a part of the growth and the transformation that's happening in the city. And I know that we're doing it in all kinds of ways. As a new president, I'm having the opportunity to visit a lot of areas around Buffalo, and in everywhere I go, whether it's on the north, south, east, or west, I hear about ways that we're collaborating with various projects in the city. So we're very much involved in it. And what I really want us to do is to continue to stay engaged, to continue to be a leading voice in understanding how we move forward in ways that we maximize all the benefits and reduce the potential liabilities with our growth.
One of the big buzzwords in elementary and high school education right now is college ready. Mm-hmm. And I know that SUNY spends a lot of money for remediation for a lot of students before they actually hit the campus. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that and what you're seeing coming into Buffalo State as far as the remediation that needs to be done?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly students sometimes do come to us, as they do to other campuses, with not necessarily all of the skills that we think that they need to have to hit the ground and running. And so we do have programs in place that help to enhance the skills of students that might have a weakness here or there. But it is really clear that the best way to address that is starting earlier. It's starting with what's happening in the middle schools, what's happening in the high schools. And so the preparation really is enhanced in the earlier years, so that ensures that everyone is coming to college with the basic sort of things under their belt. So it is something that we really are deeply concerned with across the SUNY family, but certainly at Buffalo State. And we have a large collaboration with 25 schools in the Buffalo area through our professional development schools. And in each one of those schools, we very seriously look at how we can best maximize what's happening in those schools, how we can improve the performance in those schools, how we can work with the teachers, not only to provide wonderful opportunities for our student teachers as they're working with those schools, but how can we elevate what's happening. And to me, that's so key in terms of moving forward and making this seamless, is that really advancing what's happening at the earlier years, so there's not so much remediation that occurs, you know, once you get to college. And of course, you sort of also touched on the fact that in the SUNY family, we're working very hard to do the seamless transfer from community colleges to four-year colleges as well. And so we have really strong collaborations with community colleges to ensure that we're ready to bring those students in seamlessly as transfer students to Buffalo State.
So will that connection help in the sense of creating these non-failing schools in the city of Buffalo? I mean, it has to be discouraging for you to come into this market and see what's happening within the school district.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because one of the things that these collaborations, particularly through the professional development schools, does is that it helps to elevate what's happening in the school as well. And so, through that network and through the research and service that our faculty members are doing in education, I think that it will begin to help to address the kinds of concerns that you're seeing. We also have a number of programs at Buffalo State that deal with literacy, which we know that strong literacy skills are so important in success for students throughout their K-12 as well as moving toward college. And so we also have a number of literacy programs throughout the city, which really is helping to address some of the literacy issues, and that will also feed into and be coupled with what's happening in the actual formal school.
Have you had a chance to connect and talk to the students now that you've been on campus? Mm-hmm. And if so, what are they saying?
Well, they're very excited. I mean, with the beginning of any new year, there's such enthusiasm and such excitement for the new year and such readiness to get in their classes and move forward. So I've had the opportunity to talk to students, I think at every level, from the first year students to students who have told me they're seniors this year and they're looking forward to graduating and moving forward. So there's great enthusiasm. There's great sense of can't wait for the next thing to happen. For the seniors, many of them have told me about the internships that they've been involved in here in the Buffalo area, which is a great partnership with Buffalo State and the community businesses, and that they feel like that they're ready. They're ready to get started and anxious. So a lot of excitement.
You're also educating a lot of our future teachers. Mm-hmm. How difficult has it been with the Common Core practice standards going into place that are happening in your classrooms on your campus before they get to the level of elementary education?
Mm-hmm. Well, our Department of Education really is very involved in understanding the standards and working with the teachers in Buffalo. And of course, incorporating that into the curriculum for our students so that our students are ready, our teacher educators are ready. So it's not difficult, but it does require that real leadership of the faculty to make sure they're on top of it and integrated within our curriculum as well as working with teachers outside. So I think it's a healthy sort of dynamic that's occurring, and one that, you know, I'm really proud to say that our faculty are taking great leadership and working with our students.
Because there seems to be a sense that some are getting discouraged in the teaching field itself, but you're not seeing that from the level of them coming in to learn to be teachers?
No, not at all. And I think that, change is hard. And also there's great concerns of whether or not the assessment, of the common standards really will be appropriately assessed. And so that's reasonable. And I think that we continue to work on that. And I think that those kinds of issues, as they settle out, will, help the teachers that are in the field today to understand the reasonableness of moving forward.
Technology has changed so much of what's happening in the classrooms these days. Even yourself as a college president, you have a blog.
I do.
How important is this to bring this in and enhance what we're doing in the classrooms, whether it's on, the grade school level or college level?
Mm-hmm. Well, technology is here to stay. And in fact, every day there's sort of more ways that technology can be used to advance whatever we're doing, whether, you used to read all your books, paper, and now you read them on an iPad. What's important is for us to utilize technology in ways that really advance the learning. And so not technology for technology's sake, but is it really having a positive impact on the learning environment? Today in our classrooms, they're all smart classrooms, so we can just sort of bring voices around the world in front of our students to hear from them in ways that was difficult before. So there's a lot of ways that technology has just really made people and information accessible in the college environment in ways that it was never done before. But there's another piece, I think, to technology that's important for colleges to really wrap our arms around, and that is that the generation of students that come to us now have always had such technology available to them. I mean, they've had smartphones, they have been, using Facebook, giving that up, trying different things, they're using Twitter and Instagram. So they're so comfortable and familiar, and the speed of which they go out and grab information and use it is just really different than it was 10 years ago. And so in order to really stay at pace with the insatiable appetite for more information that having access to technology gives, it requires college campuses to really kind of up their ante with technology and how we use it and incorporate it in ways so that we don't seem, like yesterday dinosaurs to our students, but we actually are utilizing effectively, not in a playful way, but effectively as much technology as possible. I've heard students tell me that they have visited a college and that, the faculty didn't students seem to be on top of technology, and that's a very negative thing. And so we know that. And so we really have, you know, embraced technology in lots of ways, and we'll continue to do so because it changes every day. So thinking that you know everything about even a particular function today doesn't mean anything for 2 months from now, because there's probably a new app out there or, you know, something new that you need to think about.
Yeah, many layers that we all need to keep up with.
Oh, many, many layers.
It's a huge
many
challenge.
Layers. Absolutely. But, you know, you mentioned my blog. It certainly is exciting to be blogging every week just to sort of share my experiences. And that by having a blog that's out there in the World Wide Web, that people can pick it up, and students, you know, faculty, staff, members in the community, whoever, can have access to what I'm thinking about in a way that I don't even know how we would have done that, you know, 20 years ago.
Buffalo State's theme this year is Year of Innovator. What can we expect to hear about that?
I think you can expect to just hear lots of exciting innovation, ways that, you know, we are really thinking ahead of the curve, bringing speakers to campus, you know, sort of what's happening in the classroom, and really seeing that we're not sort of resting on how we've done things in the past, but are really thinking innovation in a broad sense across all disciplines. So I think you can be ready for some real excitement and some real sort of new things out there.
I wanted to ask you, when you were a young woman entering college, did you ever imagine being a college president?
Oh, my goodness, no. not at all.
What were the challenges as a young woman starting college?
Well, in many ways, I think that my background is similar to what some of the students we see at Buffalo State. I came from a really small rural community in Missouri. First generation college educated. In fact, my parents had not completed high school. And so there wasn't any notion in my community that I would go to college. And it was really through my teachers. It was through having outstanding teachers who saw in me this kid that just really loved to learn, you know, and just encouraged me, that, you know, led me on the path to go to college. And so I ended up going to University of Kansas, you know, which was a huge jump from a town of 600 to KU, which was about 25,000 at the time, was an amazing jump. And so, you know, I talked to our students on campus, and many of them have similar stories. I mean, maybe not from a small town, though some of them from really tiny towns in New York. Many from families where they're the first person to go to college, or certainly in the first generation. Many from modest means, so scholarships was very important to them, as it was for me. Without a scholarship, I would not have been able to go to college. So certainly thinking about being a college president in 2014 or any time was not even on the radar. You know, I just, you know, knew I loved to learn and wanted to learn more, and knew that would provide opportunities. And I knew that because my teachers were telling me that there would be opportunities. They weren't sure what I would end up doing, but doors would be opened. And so that's really what happened.
What brought you here to Buffalo? Why did your path come to Buff State at this point?
Mm-hmm. Well, there were a couple of things that really attracted me to Buffalo State College at this point. I mean, one is that I was the provost at SUNY Geneseo before going to Hood. And so I was a part of the SUNY family. And in those years, I really had lots of good opportunities to talk with folks at Buffalo State and to understand the unique mission and understand sort of the really many layered, wonderful things that Buffalo State does for the community and in the training of their students. And so I knew a great deal about the system and about Buffalo State. And so that certainly was really an exciting possibility to consider. And of course, this is also just a really exciting time to be a part of the city of Buffalo, that it is really, you know, a city on the move. And it's almost like you can open up any newspaper anymore, and there's a story about Buffalo and, you know, and what's happening and the transformation that's occurring. And so I think that the two together were just sort of, you know, wonderful opportunities that I just could not, you know, resist, you know, considering.
Well, Dr. Catherine Conway Turner, thank you so much for coming into our studios, and welcome to our community, and the best to you at Buffalo State.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I could say that I'm really enjoying Buffalo, and I'm looking forward to many years of being here and working with everyone.